Lesson 2. Camping out. Text. A letter from the scout camp. Dear Mom and Dad, we are having a great time here at Lake Tifoid. My Sorensen is making all of us write to our parents in case you saw the flood on TV and got worried. We are okay. Only one of our tents and two sleeping bags and Steven's backpack got washed away. Luckily, none of us got drowned because we were all up on the mountain looking for Travis when it happened. Oh, please call Travis's mom and tell her he is okay. He can't write because of the cast. Mr. Sorensen got mad at Travis for going on a hike alone without telling anyone. Travis said he did tell him, but it was during the fire, so Mr. Sorensen probably didn't hear him. By the way, did you know that if you pour gas on a fire, the gas can will blow up? We were making barbecue and the wet wood didn't burn, but one of our tents did, also some of our clothes. Never in my life have I seen such fun. Mark is going to look great until his hair grows back. We will be home on Saturday if Mr. Sorensen gets the truck fixed. It wasn't his fault about the wreck. The brakes worked okay when we left. Mr. Sorensen said with a truck so old you have to expect something to break down. That's probably why he can't get insurance on it. It's a great truck, only it gets pretty hot with 10 scouts in the cab. If it's hot, Mr. Sorensen lets us take turns riding in the trailer. Mr. Sorensen is a great scout master. This morning, all of us were jumping off the rocks and swimming in the lake. Mr. Sorensen wouldn't let him because I can't swim, and Travis was afraid he would sink because of the cast, so he let us take the canoe across the lake. It was great. Mr. Sorensen isn't a bore as some scoutmasters are. He didn't even get mad about the life jackets. Neither did we. He has to spend a lot of time working on the truck, so we are trying not to cause him any trouble. Guess what? We have all passed our first aid skill award. When Jim dived off into the lake and cut his arm, we got to see how a tourniquet works. Also, Jim and I threw up. Mr. Sorensen said it was probably just food poisoning from the leftover chicken. I have to go now. We are going to town and mail all these letters and buy some bullets. Don't worry about anything. Love, your son. P.S. How long has it been since I had a tetanus shot?